I'm Milling About with Brett Cullen and Leslie Ann Warren, and they are starring in It Snows All the Time. Hello there.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, you know, you guys, this is such a poignant story, and it rings true for me because, unfortunately, I lost my grandmother to Alzheimer's. So I was wondering if either of you have that sort of personal connection that you can share.
I don't, but I know Brett does.
I took care of my mother for 14 years. She passed like 4 years ago, and now I'm taking care of my brother who has dementia, who's my older brother. You know, I'm the baby of the family. It all kind of falls on my shoulders, but it's okay because it's a disease that needs to be dealt with, and the people that have it, it's really tragic for them. And they, you know, my brother doesn't admit that he has it, even though he's in a memory care unit. You know, he's a little bit like Paul was in the movie where he's, I'm fine, you know, and he's not. So yeah, I have a deep connection to the disease and a deep connection to try to bring awareness of the disease, you know, into the public.
And Leslie, did you sort of come to that realization as well?
Well, I have a lot of friends whose parents have been challenged and ultimately, you know, died from the disease of dementia and Alzheimer's. And so when the script came to me, I understood it through them and felt like it was a very important and poignant telling of this one particular family and how they are affected and come out of denial. And ultimately, I don't know if acceptance is the right word, but then grief and, you know, just having to deal with all the ramifications of the disease. So I thought it was important to tell and to participate in.
Yes. And your chemistry together was simply gorgeous. I cannot tell you enough how moving that was.
Thank you so much. That's very kind.
Thanks. You've never met before this movie, so there you go.
Really? So did you sort of connect on day one?
I think so, but I remember we had a dinner the very first night that I arrived. I don't know if you even remember, but I was in that hotel that I ultimately moved out of, I think. I think that, you know, we're both dedicated, committed actors, and so we brought, you know, all of that experience and intention and created this relationship and believed in it in the moments that we were there.
Yeah, I think something else about that that's really fascinating to me is given the role itself and how I'm playing Ed Hover, even though his name's different in the film, but it was an interesting exercise for me is to play someone who was ill and that I'm in the hands of these people. I was in the hands of Leslie Ann, I was in the hands of Eric and Jay and everyone else in the film. Because he's not aware there's something wrong and they all are. So I was in a weird way, I was in their cradle and there was no restrictions because I knew the disease and I know what people do have it. So I just do what I do. And then these guys would try to like getting back in the cradle. Yeah. But it was an honor to work with Leslie and to be able to do this film with her. I'm very pleased with our work in it and our relationship.
Yeah. What was the hardest scene for the two of you to shoot?
You know, in speaking a lot to the actual woman, Jerry, who lived this and, you know, was in it when we did the film, she said something to me that I held on to, which was she said, I cry all the time away from the family, but I also want to present a strong front for the boys. And I certainly take great loving care of my husband in every way that I can. So I think a lot of those scenes were difficult for me because they affected me. You know, they affected me, Leslie. So those tears that you saw were real with, you know, my understanding of the situation and then being so affected by Brett. So I think maybe one of the most difficult scenes was when I finally look at him and say something's wrong, you know, in the lead up to that, you know, because her heart is aching for so much of it. You know, trying to cover it, trying to be okay, trying to make boys okay and all of that. But when she has a moment alone, you know, she's brokenhearted. And so that was just a continuum of difficult challenges for me.
And what about you, Brett?
You know, the blessing I had on the film was shooting in Omaha. And I got to, every morning I would drive over and see Ed before I'd shoot, you know, him and Jerry. Probably the most painful scene and probably a personal level is because of my mom was the moment when Leslie and I are in bed and I kind of wake up and it's my wife. I know she's there and he leans over and starts to kiss her. And to me, that was a lovely thing to do with Leslie. But from Ed's perspective, the fact that for a brief moment remembers, oh, there's my wife who's in bed with me. Oh, wow. You know, that to me was very loving and also very telling about the loss, particularly that my family's dealing with.
I think also one of the difficult scenes was when you were in the hospital.
Yeah.
Going through that CAT scan or whatever.
That's the PET scan. Yeah.
PET scan. You know, that kind of terror, you know, and having to be my character, having to be strong and seeing your terror like a child and having to not allow you to succumb to that, but to take this test so that we could all have more information was very hard because I am like a mother beyond and I'm so maternal general. So that was very painful to do and to see.
Yeah, painful to watch too. Were you claustrophobic at all during that scene?
I am claustrophobic when I have to have MRIs. You know, I put a thing over my face and I told my doctor, can you give me a Valium? Because if it's going to be one of those 30, 45 minute MRIs. But I found a place in Westwood, California that has these big machines. So I'll go there whenever I need one. But no, I wasn't claustrophobic in that. To me, the secret to that scene was him saying, I want to go home.
Yeah. What do you hope that audiences will come away with?
Just the awareness of what happens to families that have to deal with this disease, to the millions of caretakers and caregivers that take care of these people who have this awful disease. And I mean, I'm one myself. I'm dealing with my brother right now. And to me, the idea that how to treat people, how to understand the disease and what's going on. You know, my mom used to tell me stuff about my father was upstairs and my dad has been dead for 11 years at that point. And I told her twice and I saw the pain in my mother's eyes. She was reliving my father's death. And the concept of learning how to deal with this is not to do that. The old adage of improv, that everything's a positive, everything's a yes in improv. And that's what I do with my mom. Let's put the Christmas tree up or let's go for a drive. And I go, okay, great, mom, let's drive up to San Francisco. And, you know, 2 minutes later, that thought's out of her mind. But I also learned to understand that you don't go, no, everything has to be a positive. So that the comfort level of this person, when you start putting that out there, I think it does with my brother. I feel him tense up and get ready to get upset. And I don't want to see that happen. And particularly someone who's ill.
Yeah. And Leslie?
You know, it's pretty much what Red is saying. I think what I hope that people take away from this movie is how it affects all members of the family and how everybody has a different reaction and a different grief cycle that they go through and how they cope. And just like Brett said, that there are better ways to deal with somebody going through this than possibly we maybe intuitively think. And to learn about all of that through this film and through the experience of this family, I think will shed light for others. And I think that that's always very valuable. And I think that there's something about not feeling alone. You know, people who are dealing with this may feel alone in their struggle. And when they see it exemplified in a film or television or whatever, you know, you just feel less alone in the world with this problem.
Yeah. So my last question, Brett, was this for you cathartic in any way?
Well, of course it is. When they approached me on the film, Eric Watson and Eric Kober, they weren't aware of it, but I was in the midst of taking care of my mother. And I finally said, you know, I'm caregiver for my mother. To me, it was because I've become extremely close to the Hoover family, all of them. And it was my way of honoring their father and husband and also a way of honoring my mother. So that to me was the most important thing. And yeah, in a certain way cathartic, but also in the midst of doing the film and being Paul and being sick, I wasn't aware of it at the time. It's like now I every time I see it or when I'm very emotional, I've cried twice talking to you, trying to hide it, but it's a powerful thing.
Yes, I'm also feeling very emotional. Thank you so much, Brett Cullen and Leslie Ann Warren for a gorgeous film. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.